The most specific plan for a potential light rail system in Hillsborough County was presented before the Board of County Commissioners this afternoon. But before officials of the county's transportation task force could present their plan, Commissioner Jim Norman said he was growing weary of presentations and wanted to have some serious questions asked and answered.
These are meaningful things I'm trying to have discussion on, and I'm not getting any answers. So, I mean, and even in Commissioner Sharp the other day, one of his comments was, oh, let's have debate, let's have comments. These are good things. These are all about answers. But there's never been any answers. And that's why I keep coming to meetings and making some expressions about things. But I don't mean to be argumentative. I'm just saying at some point in time, I hope there is because we're going to have to vote on this. And maybe y'all feel comfortable at this point voting on it. But from my perspective, I think there ought to be some answers coming back.
The Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART, is taking the lead in putting together the light rail proposal to Hillsborough officials. HART's executive director, David Armijo, provided a PowerPoint presentation discussing the reason for such a plan.
So we need to find ways to introduce new services types to be able to attract ridership and to grow transportation in this region. And we need to, quite frankly, move people faster and more efficiently.
Armijo said the plan would also include expanding transportation in the county by expanding bus service. The local cost of the plan would be paid for by penny-cent sales tax put on the ballot a year from now. Originally, it was to last for 25 years, but now it's been extended to 30 years. Alan Wilkin is from Phoenix and has worked on public referendums for light rail projects. He says that in the past, such proposals fell at a pace of around 65% to 70%. But he said that percentage level has switched in recent years, with that same level of projects now being approved.
Now, I got to be very blunt with you. That doesn't mean you're automatically going to win the first time. A lot of communities don't win the first time, and they come back and they win the second time and sometimes the third time. But each one of those are a learning experience. But what's more startling to me was last November 2008, in the height of the economic discussions going around our country with the bailouts and the issues of our economy collapsing, over 70%, $75 billion in new transportation infrastructure were approved by the voters across the country.
Wilkin gave his theories why light rail has become more popular with the public.
One, $4 a gallon gasoline scared the life out of this country. People understood that what made this country so great for so many years, our ability to be mobile, our ability to move around, to have choices, was threatened. And that has come very clear in the analysis we've done on a lot of elections, that in November of 2008, despite the hardship going on in the economy, people get it. The second issue is if you're going to come out of an economic doldrum, investments like in light rail make a big difference. It is economic stimulus.
And Wilkin, sounding like a political pundit advising President Obama on how to sell health care reform, said there's a basic question that a campaign for a 1 cent sales tax needs to answer.
What is in it for me? Whether you're the business owner, the mother who is taking their child to school, how does this affect me on a day-to-day basis? And if we can answer that question positively, our experiences around the country have shown you've got a pretty good chance of winning a referendum.
Later, Commissioner Kevin Beckner asked HART's David Armijo that if the referendum were to pass, when would the first tracks be laid down?
Well, that's a very good question. It's perhaps the million-dollar question, I guess. That's part of what we're doing right now with the alternative analysis. And as we go through the two corridors that are being looked at now, the Northeast Corridor and the West Corridor, trying to determine which of those alignments are going to have the best bang for their buck. And I think it's going to come down to just sheer numbers. Where's the potential for best ridership, most cost-effective service, and what's going to have the best impact? So to answer that question is we'll have a much better sense before the end of this calendar year when that process begins to finalize and define itself a little bit better.
Armijo added that with a referendum in place, getting money from the federal government would only happen if there's a local commitment demonstrated, most easily by passage of a funding mechanism. But Commissioner Jim Norman said he questioned some of the economic assumptions put in the financing model by Armijo and asked the county's own budget analyst, Mike Merrill, for his input. Merrill said he had issues with the tax running only for 30 years.
When you put that kind of constraint, a sunset of 30 years, it makes it very difficult, I think, to execute the kind of program that David has outlined. Now, again, we've only been looking at these for a couple of weeks, but there's some fundamental issues that you come to when when you're talking about, you know, bonding constraints and revenue forecasts.
Under current plans, 75% of the 1 cent sales tax would go towards light rail, and the remaining quarter would go to other road projects. Transportation Task Force Chair Ken Hagan emphasized why that's a critical issue for him.
95% of our residents will never use this rail line or this transit system. Yet we're going to ask them to tax themselves for this service. And that is why I have consistently focused on the non-transit component of this transportation plan, from South County to Brandon to New Tampa to the northwest part of the county. I'm doing everything I can to ensure that the transportation priorities are included in this referendum for the unincorporated parts of the county.